החי. למען החי. The work of Adar, the main theme of Adar, of Purim, of Geula, of being free from the shackles of whatever might shackle you, whatever might hold you hostage, whatever might hold you not able to be you. The avoda of Adar, of Purim, is that freedom, is the Mechias Amalek, is Amalek, something that's hard for us to really comprehend, the mission of Amalek, that Amalek's the direct opposite. The concept is called Zel Umazeh, the power against the Jewish people. The Jewish people are very, very powerful with our Torah, with our tefillah, when we learn Torah, when we daven, when we have achdus, when we are at our best, so to speak. Haman and Amalek is Am Mefuzer Umefurud. That's one of the main things, which is spread them out. Don't have them learn Torah, spread them out. Push against the beauty of the Jewish people. The beauty of the Jewish people, we have still not seen. Right, Hashem, right? Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash B'mheira B'yameinu, V'sein Chalkeinu B'sar V'secha, then we'll have a bigger connection to Torah. Well, V'sham Na'vadcha, we'll have the Beis HaMikdash. Chesed, we could still do. Being close to each other and working on being closer to our siblings, being closer to our parents sometimes is a little bit harder. Sometimes, even though it's easier because it's like keep it out of aim. But just to be mechazik again to our siblings, our younger siblings, our older siblings, whatever, wherever you are in your family. One of the things that Amalek represents, I don't think we've spoken about it this year so much, is Suffolk. Amalek is Gematria Suffolk. Amalek is the same numerical value of Suffolk. Suffolk means I'm not really sure. I'm not sure. I'm confused. I'm not really sure. Suffolk. I'm besuffolk. I'm not really sure who I am. I'm not really sure what I'm doing. I'm not really sure where I'm headed. And it's the opposite of simcha. When a person ain't simcha, right, it's a statement, I think, by one of the mefarshim. It's not a chazal. It's not a maimer chazal. But they say, ain't simcha kataras ha-suffolk. Which means when you have clarity, right, it's brought down in Mesil Zisharim, he brings it down by the Malachim. He says the Malachim are always, they're happy. They're happy. Why are they happy? They have clarity. When you have clarity, when you know what you're doing, when you wake up in the morning and you know what you're doing, when you have the beginning of the month and you know what you're doing, when you have the beginning of a year that I know what I'm doing, there's a certain simcha. The simcha is not necessarily that you're ha 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 ha, I'm happy. But if you look at your sadness, if you look at your times where you're down, where you're the opposite of simcha, is because you have a lack of clarity. I have a lack of clarity. No? So yeah, is she the one? Is she not the one? Is this the girl I'm going to marry? Is this the girl I'm not going to marry? Am I supposed to be going out? Am I not supposed to be going out? Am I supposed to be learning this mesechta? Am I not supposed to be learning this mesechta? Am I supposed to go to this yeshiva? Am I not? Is this my Rebbe? Is this not my Rebbe? Is this my mahalach? Is this not my mahalach? Am I an addict? Am I not an addict? Am I this? Am I all of the suffix throw us into confusion. When I have clarity, this is what I want to do. This is what I got to do. The problem is, one of the problems is, we want to just have that lack of suffix. We want that clarity, and we just want it to stay with us. That's not life. Life is you always need to be re-clarifying, right? If Amalek was done, we'd be v'haya Hashem l'melech al kol aretz, Mashiach will come. What happens? What happens is you need to always be readjusting and re-clarifying, right? People have been wondering, right? Why am I not wearing a tie? Is it this? Is it that? Is it blah, blah, blah? I don't know the whole depth and the whole lumpness of it, but I could say one thing. I could just say one thing for now, for this moment. I could tell you the answer. One of the answers is that I opened up my drawer, I don't know what day it was, to put on a tie. Day one, you're saying La Fouquet day one? Okay, I don't remember when it was. Ruben Yonah remembers, right? That's what they used to say when I used to say one day. I'd say day one, one day. Okay, that's old. That's already that's our first sweatshirt said the one day, day one. Remember with Morty Pontier? One day, day one. But why am I not wearing a tie? So, oh, how long is it going to last? Is that blah, blah, blah. It's not so complicated, at least that I'm aware of. Maybe subconsciously it's complicated. But simply, I don't know why. It was definitely after the Poland trip. So I'm sure people have some opinions about that. But I said to myself, maybe Pshischa, see, right? Everyone has a thing. Right? I opened my drawer and I said, why am I wearing a tie? And I couldn't answer the question. I'm like, so why are you wearing a tie? Why do I have to spend, you know, 30 seconds out of my day to figure out what tie? Did I wear this? Does it go with this soup? So I said, forget it. I'm not wearing a tie. So I'm not, so I don't have a reason. I didn't have a good reason. Now, does that mean tomorrow? Oh, you like that? So what's the pshat? Now, if tomorrow I wake up, right? I spoke to someone last night. I was telling him, saying, he says, oh, maybe you should wear a tie. I said, okay, good. If someone could give me, I'm not asking from anyone to give me a reason, but within myself, now, what does that have to do with anything? So I've been wearing a tie for 20, however many years. So now, because I've been doing something for 20 years, as I know, I am giving myself a little bit of a compliment, I guess, even though I'm uncomfortable saying that, but saying, okay, good, you have to reevaluate. You have to reevaluate. What are you doing? Now, that's a stupid little thing. But alachas kam vakama, to reevaluate. So who am I? What am I? Where's the clarity of my life? Where am I living? Where am I going? What's my direction? And people get nervous. Oh, I just want to chill. All the guys who just want to chill, right? Stress relaxing. I'm yet to meet a guy who chills all the time who's so relaxed. Never. I've never met a guy like that. Those are the most nervous guys. The guys who don't have a schedule. I'm not putting down anyone. Chas v'shalom. I'm not accusing anyone. I'm not saying. But anyone who does not have a real clarity of what they're doing. That's when it gets very difficult, and you want to constantly, I don't know if that's the right word, consistently is probably better. You want to consistently be reevaluating, like, where is my life? Where am I headed? Just because I did this yesterday does not mean that I'm going to do it today. Just because I'm doing this, I've been doing this. I remember when I was your age younger, and it was before, like, Hasidus was just part of, like, Hasidus now has become very just normalized. In my day, it was not at all normal. And I remember, like I went through stages where, like, I went to a tish for the first time in my life, and I was like, what is this? Like, what religion is this? I was never exposed to this. Like, I never saw, like, hundreds of people singing, you know, and getting shirayim. It was, like, very, like, whoa. I was very attracted to it. And they all spoke about love and warmth and chizik. I was like, whoa, I like this. So I spent years like connecting to that, and then like, oh, well, then what about all the regular yeshiva, you know, learning Torah all day? What's that? And then you go through different stages in life, but you always want to be asking yourself. You always want to be reinventing yourself to use that phrase. You always want to be because Amalek doesn't come as we think it is the Arab. I mean, it does also come. With the Arab, the Auschwitz, the killing of the Jewish people. Amalek is not always so clear like Haman to say, you know, Lahashmid, Laharig, Lahabe, I want to kill all of us. That's not always how Amalek comes. Amalek comes and he chops, right? If you ever notice, by the way, right, they always cover their faces. They cover their faces. They grab the women and the children. It's always from the back. It's always very, very, very like shady the way they attack. And what we need to be is we need to be clear. When I'm clear about what my mission is. And I just want to be very, very, this is also very important. It doesn't mean you have to know right now that you want to become a doctor, you want to become a lawyer, you want to become a businessman, you want to become a rebbe. It doesn't have to be so clear right now, your lifetime decision of what you have to do. But when you say for the next month, that's why Bein Hazmanim is sometimes very difficult for people. Because it's good to be on schedule. It's good to have a schedule. It's good to say, this is what I'm doing. People fall apart when they go home. Sometimes they're like, you don't fall apart because you, that could also be. It could be the psychological stuff. But it could be because you're on vacation. Who's supposed to be on vacation? You didn't do anything wrong. You just have nothing to do. When you're in a framework of yeshiva, when you're in a framework of where you are, you have what you're doing, you have your job, you have everything that you're doing. There is a certain thing that carries you when there's uncertainty. When people have uncertainty, it's very, very, very challenging. I want to read to you about Mordechai HaTzadik. Mordechai HaTzadik, Yosef HaTzadik. Interesting, we don't have that too many people, too many of our heroes, of our tzaddikim, of our ancestors who are called in the name in the Torah, the tzaddik, right? Noach ish tzaddik, right? But let's talk about a little bit Mordechai HaTzadik. Where is Mordechai HaTzadik? One of my favorite lines in the Megillah is the last pasuk in the Megillah. What does it say? And Rashi, just reading the end of the Megillah. Ki Mordechai Ayehudi Mishal Melcha Chashverosh, just simple meeting. He was second in command. He right. He ended up in Haman's position. Basically, he was the number two in the palace. The Gadol Ayehudim. Now, this was a very sad statement. V'ratzoi, he was wanted by Rov Echav. That's what it says. He was ratzoi l'Rov Echav, meaning his popularity for the Jewish people was not everybody. And the Megillah points that out. He wasn't popular. He wasn't popular amongst the people as he was before. Could you imagine? Mordechai HaTzadik just saved the Jewish people. He was just Moser Nefesh. And then at the end of the day, they're like, eh. What does Rashi say on that? You guys remember? Because he left Sanhedrin. It says he left Sanhedrin. Shapir Shemenu Mixas Sanhedrin. He didn't leave Sanhedrin, sorry. Sanhedrin left. They left him. Lefishinasa Karv L'malchus V'yabatam Etalmudai. So he sort of, what happened? He dropped in his popularity. Yosef HaTzadik. When Rabbi Weinberger was here, he played that song. It's such a great song, right? How's it go? What? Yeah. What has it? Gamani. Cholem kamo Yosef. And then what say after that? Gama. Vegam oti. Zarku labar. What does that mean? That I also dream like Yosef. But what happens to the dreamers? What do they do with the dreamers? They throw them in the pit. They throw them in the pit. Mordechai HaTzadik was a dreamer. Mordechai HaTzadik, Yosef HaTzadik. The tzaddik has a dream. The tzaddik, what does a dream mean? It means I saw it, but nobody else saw it. When you have a dream, you have that clarity. It doesn't just mean when you dream at night. When you have a dream about your house on Shabbos, when you have a dream of what you want your house on Shabbos to be like, what you want your relationship with your wife to be like, what you want your children, your family to be like, what you want to be like with your family, with your siblings, with your parents, what you want to look like within yourself, that's a dream. The gam oti zarku labar. So I want to tell you guys something. If they don't throw you in the pit, then it could be that you're not dreaming enough. Not to make anybody feel sad about that, but that's the truth. If you're not thrown in the pit, if you're not challenged, then you got to question your dreams. Because the tzaddikim, Yosef HaTzadik, was a dreamer. Yosef HaTzadik was in a pit. He was in prison. Not a prison, he was in a pit. He was alone. Mordechai HaTzadik was alone. Mordechai HaTzadik, yeah, I'm not getting into Noach, but yes, also. Mordechai HaTzadik, correct. Mordechai HaTzadik, what does it say? V'chol avdei amelech, mishtachavim, right? All the avdei amelech would bow down, right? U'mordechai, lo yichre, v'lo yishtachavim. Know what they say? Know what they say on that? V'chol avdei amelech. You guys remember, we're close enough to be holding in the Torah. Whenever it says HaMelech in the Megillah, well, who's it representing? Hashem. Hashem. V'chol avdei HaMelech were koyrim u'mishtachvim to Haman. Even the tzaddikim were bowing to Haman. Everybody. But Mordechai, HaYehudi. Not HaYehudi, HaYechidi. He was alone. Mordechai was alone. He was alone. You know why he was alone? Because he was a dreamer. He says, I'm going to help the Jewish people. But in order to help the Jewish people, you got to be willing to stand alone and not to have a suffix. Not to have a suffix. To say, I'm going to get there. Is my journey going to be difficult? Will I have a difficult journey? Yes, I'll have a difficult journey. Are things going to be hard for me? Am I going to have to reestablish my dreams and continue my dreams? What does it say afterwards in the pasuk? I love it. This is my own diak, Baruch Hashem. I remember I was on the, I was on the Belt Parkway, trying to think how many years ago. It must have been 25 years ago when I made up this pshat. I was on the Belt Parkway Erev Purim, driving to Farakway. I don't remember the details of where I was going. Erev Purim, and I remember I came to this pshat. But what does it say? It says, Ratzui l'rov echav, but what does it say? Doresh tov la'amo, v'doyver shalom l'chol zaro. Did it make a difference how Mordechai acted because of his popularity? Nope, it didn't. It didn't make a difference. He, by other people, was looked at one way. But Mordechai HaTzadik says, that's not going to matter. Right? You ever have that guy who shrugs you off a little bit? Or that guy who you used to be close with, and now he, for some reason, you have no idea, started acting towards you a little bit differently? But what do? It doesn't make a difference. I'm going to give him a hug anyway. I'm going to show my love. I'm going to be me to that person anyway. Here, Mordechai HaTzadik drops in popularity. But his dream of me being good to the Jewish people, me being good to everybody, does not make a difference. It doesn't make a difference what anybody else is going to say, what anybody else is going to tell me, which I'm going to talk about in a second. What matters is, am I true to myself? Am I true to my dreams? As Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says, Amalek nowadays is within ourselves. There's one person you're going to betray. There's one person you're going to betray when you don't follow your dreams. And that's yourself. That's yourself. It doesn't matter. I could be good to everybody else. Everybody else could tell me, yeah. It's not so popular. It doesn't make so much sense. You're the only one who knows your dreams anyway. You're the only one who knows your dreams. I'm going to read for you a text. If the person gives me permission to say who it is, then it would be an honor for me to say it. But someone sent me a message. Just wanted to give you nachas. I went to someone's house for a Shabbos meal, and it was such a beautiful meal. There was Torah, singing, Kedusha. It was so comforting and definitely one of my favorite Shabbosim. It really gave me a good sense of what I want my Shabbos table to look like. And I told the person, I got this message from someone who, I told the person, I'm telling the person now, because I guess I'm already giving it away a little bit, right? But what's the pshat, right? It was Nachi Sklar. I'll tell you why I'm saying that. Yeah. Anyone who knows Nachi, I want to say something. Nachi is just like everybody else. You have a conversation with him. Nachi's not better than anyone. Nachi's not someone who didn't struggle like everyone. We're all the same. But when you're able to access, and Nachi didn't dream and doesn't dream more than anyone. He might be tapped into his dream. So have a conversation about that. That's someone you could ask. Ask somebody who is living a little bit. And nobody could say, oh, I'm living my dream. There are parts of our dream that we live. But if you're going to be a person who's going to be waiting for everybody to give you the popularity clap, and you're waiting for everybody to give you that validation, and that includes, by the way, it includes mom and dad. Sorry to everybody. It includes mom and dad. It includes your parents. It includes your brothers. It includes your sisters. It includes your entire family. If you're waiting for everybody to give you their approval, of who you are, number one, that makes you very, very human, and it makes you very, very normal, whatever that word means. It makes you very, very, very whatever the word is. At the same time, you're going to always be stuck. I was talking to someone today about this. If you keep on doing the same things, you will keep on getting the same results. That's simple math. If you want different results, you have to do different things. If you keep doing the same things, you're going to get the same results. If you do different things, not for the sake of doing different things, but when you tap into that dream, that's what the tzaddikim, I think that's what I learned from Mordechai HaTzaddik. I learned from Mordechai HaTzaddik that everybody's bowing down to Haman. What do most people do? Most people do, right? Most people are looking around before you do something that's unpopular. I just had this at the wedding. And my brother made a wedding, Baruch Hashem, a beautiful wedding. Afterwards, after the chuppah, it was a gorgeous, beautiful, halig, holy, holy, holy chuppah. I don't know if anybody's seen this. After the chuppah, it was a beautiful scene. Everyone left the chuppah. It's usually quiet around that. They were davening Marav in a different place. But under the chuppah, there were like these maybe 6, 7, maybe 10 women who went under the chuppah. I don't know if anybody's seen this. And they were sitting there davening. I'm like, you've seen this? I was like, what's going on? And they're like, they said it's a new thing, whatever it is. It's a beautiful thing. I was like, this is a beautiful thing. And it was all women under the davening. So I was a little bit like, but I was like, I like that. Like there was such a holy maimed under the chuppah. And I guess, you know, I'll peek Kabbalah or something. They're trying to like tap in or something. So these women, it was such a beautiful sight to see these, you know, girls and women sitting there davening still under the chuppah after the chuppah. So I was like, well, I started thinking like, well, is it a woman thing? Is it a man thing? I'm like, you know what? I was drawn toward it. So I went. I didn't obviously go in the middle of the whole crowd over there, but I went on the side under the chuppah and I had a tefillah. Who did I daven for, everybody? very good. That's not very good. Barav Ben Julia. Correct. Good. Nachi. Right. I haven't not to have daven for my wife. I daven for Barav Ram. No, I daven for Barav Ram Ben Julia. I said it's an auspicious time. I'm davening for the hostages. I didn't want to stay that long. It would have ended up, right? Would have davened longer. I davened. Mamish davened a little bit. What's the pshat? The pshat is when what happens is sometimes when we want to do something, and we wanna do what we want to do, we look to the left and we look to the right and we look for the approval, which I'm going to talk about in a second. We have a few more minutes to talk about that. That is step two. That's not step one. That's step two, not step one. Step one is I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. I have a dream, and not my mother, not my father, not my best friend, not my... Ready? Ready for this? This is going to be a little bit crazy to hear. Not even my Rebbe. If you have a good Rebbe, every Rebbe is good, but if you have the right Rebbe, it's better to say, or whatever. I don't even know how to say that. You know what I'm saying. The right person guiding you, then that person will say, go do your thing. Get it? Go do your thing. If you have a Rebbe who is holding you down, if you have a Rebbe who's keeping you, that you have to be that, and you can't totally express yourself, then I'm not saying on the Rebbe, I'm saying on us. Let's talk about us. It's not on the Rebbe, it's on us. To live your dream. Now the second part, which I'm going to say just for a few minutes, which is important, you definitely then have to have, it's important once you're clear on your dream. Once you have your dream, that you're clear. And once you're the Mordechai Tzaddik, because he's like, I'm good with everybody. He's Doiver Shalom L'chol Zarei. He's Doiver Shtoiv L'amai. But he's not, but he's Roiv Echov. He's not playing around. I don't know if you guys know Joshi. Everybody here know Joshi? Joshi Blatter? Joshi's going to be upset because he thought he got out of me mentioning him over here. But I just want to say, Joshi's a person. When I met Joshi, learned in our yeshiva here, we were blessed to have Joshi in the yeshiva. Joshi came to the yeshiva for one reason. Because he was clear, he had clarity on what I got to do. I'm on mission. I love when guys do that. I love when guys come to this yeshiva and they come, they say, I'm on mission. I'm on a mission. I mentioned also, I know it's family, but everyone agrees. I mentioned on Shabbos, and I'll mention again, I mentioned a few times Shlomo Deitch. Very similar. Yeah, on mission. When you're on a mission, most people, I just want to say, most people, what they struggle with is the first part. That's to be on the mission. Most people struggle with that part. Like, what is my mission? Then, the second part usually sort of will develop itself. Let me explain what I'm saying. Let me get clear. The danger, let's talk the other side. The danger of being a Mordechai Tzadik, Yosef Tzadik, is you could end up just being like doing something very stupid and being alone in what you're doing and not doing the right thing, but I'm being true to my mission. Some people can do that. Usually people like that suffer a lot. They suffer a lot internally. And usually people like that are really not clear on what their mission is. They're sort of, I don't want to get into the world of codependence and things like that, but it comes from an unhealthy place. Now, one second. That doesn't mean, there's a lot to speak out over here. It could be it's more a discussion. It's not so much for just the sheer, but I want to just explain something. Most people, I wouldn't be afraid so much of that clarity of your mission. If somebody says, okay, I want to become the president of the United States, or my mission is that I want to be worth, like I remember I spoke to one guy a few years ago, one of the alumni, and we're schmoozing. He's like, I want to be worth $10 million. I'm like, do you have a job now? Not really. I want to be one of the richest guys, blah, blah, blah. Well, how's work going now? Well, I finished my third job. I'm like, why don't you first start with holding down a job? Like, those dreams sometimes that we dream sometimes can get a little bit out of control. So you have to be careful with that and talk it out with people. But I don't know if I'm explaining that subtlety of being clear on what your dream. You want to have a great marriage? Nobody can tell you that that's out of your reach. You say, my dream is, I'm going to have a great marriage. How could anyone take that away from you? I want to become an Erlich person. I want to heal my hurt from my family, blah, blah, blah. That's a great, who could take that away from you? I want to become a doctor. I want to become a lawyer. There's nobody here. Nobody here who can't become a doctor, a lawyer. You want to become a big Talmud Chacham. I want to learn a lot of Torah. I want to become a great Rebbe. I want to become someone who's an Erlich Yid. I want to have a great relationship. Nobody can, those are not, someone starts talking like, and if you speak to any great people, you speak to people who have been successful in whatever they've done. It never comes that they have these like, you know, macro dreams of like, I want to be the richest guy. I want to be. You start with a clear dream of what, right? I guarantee you, Nachi at some point. He's not waiting to get a message that he has a great Shabbos table. That people over here. Nachi's not, does it feel good that he gets, that he and his wife can feel, wow, I'm doing a table where we don't speak Lashon Hara. We sing Zmir Shabbos. It's a holy time. Okay, of course, that he's happy that people know that. But that's not his mission. That was not his mission. I guarantee you that's not his mission. Amalek wants you not to have clarity of what you're doing in the next step. And again, it doesn't have to be a life's mission. It has to be simple and clear for the next week. What is my, you know what? Why do I have in the game, anyone ever wonder, why do I have in the game, or hookah? The main thing is to keep the main, well, like what does that even mean? Think about what that means. That means is, what is your main thing? I guarantee everybody here, when you came to yeshiva this zman, you had one, if you accomplished that one main thing, you'll be going home happy. If you had that one thing that I was looking to accomplish, that one main thing that I'm looking to accomplish, most of the time the problem is we don't have that clear. We don't have that clear. It's funny that I'm talking about it now, but this is the time to talk about it. You know why? Because at the beginning of the year, everyone's like, yeah, of course, I'm good. Now it's Bein HaZmanim. Hey, what's your plan for the next month and a half? Do you have a plan for? Well, I don't have a plan for the month. Well, get a plan. Get clarity. What are you doing after Pesach? Get clarity. What are you doing this next week? How about this? Purim. What's your clarity? Which we'll talk about in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. What's my game? And it's one of the biggest things that I talk about for Purim. What is your game plan for Purim? And I want to say this. I'll say it. I wanted this to be recorded. Purim is not about getting drunk. I know that's very simple. It has nothing to do with getting drunk. You drink. Seder, you drink. It's not about getting drunk. Up, you say, Haman, Baruch Mordechai. Calm down. You can go to sleep for that one. It's brought down la halacha. You know, it's brought down. It's brought down la halacha. Go to sleep. It's the easiest way to not know the difference between Ara. Getting drunk, nothing to do with drunk and crazy and costume. Yes, of course. There's deeper. Purim is a very, 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 dot, 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 dot. It's one of the reasons they say that Purim, the Yetzihara chops Purim to be like Halloween. Dafka for that reason. So you lose the depth and the panemius of what Purim is. And I'm not chas v'sholom. Everyone get dressed up and have a blast. And I'm not saying not to. But it's very, very important to get the clarity. What is my mission? What do I want to accomplish on Purim? What is my main thing that I want to accomplish on Purim? What do I want to accomplish post-Purim? What do I want to accomplish when I go home? I've said this too many times. When a person goes to the airport, or a person's out, right? And you think, you have one, usually the thing is, Shmir Seinayim, I'm going outside to the world. Guys, I see, I can't tell, I don't know where it is, but it seems like guys have been outside to the beach, and I love it. Yeah. Give it a clap. I'm happy, right? If a person goes to the beach, so you go, you have a mission. My mission is maybe I got a tan, okay, but that's pushit. It could be, I want to relax. I'm going to say this, guaranteed. Anyone who's going to the beach to relax, to enjoy, to rejuvenate, if you're looking all over the place, you're not going to have a good time. You're not going to accomplish that. You go in your corner and you sit by the beach and you relax, you get in touch with yourself, you sit there, much, much more meaningful when a person does that. Much, much more. What is that? That's keeping clarity of what my mission is, what my goal is. Nisanel, with that in mind, our goal here is Leich Knois, it's Kol HaYehudim, to bring us more together. When we learn Hilchos Lashon Hara, it brings us more together. So Nisanel, you'll...
The five rules of Tayeles. Rule number two. Should I do one or...
Yeah, so just to say, the rules of Tayeles mean that this is when I'm allowed to say something about someone else. And just to give a little intro on that, just by saying the words, this is Tayeles, has nothing to do with the word. That's not, the Chafetz Chaim doesn't say that that's one of the ways that you could be, say anything. Oh, this is for Tayeles. Right, the first one is exaggerating, right? So the first one is you can't exaggerate. Right, if the kugel, I don't know if you guys brought examples, right, if the caterer served, the kugel wasn't so good, you can't say the caterer stinks. That's not true. You didn't like the kugel, something like that. Number two.
Do not exaggerate. A, do not use...
Right, is this number one or number two?
Number two.
So number one number is not one. That. Number one was accurate. It has to be true, your statement?
Number one was, you have to be accurate.
It has to be accurate. It has to be a true statement, right. Number two, do not exaggerate. Go.
Do not exaggerate. A, do not use any description that will cause the caterer to seem worse than he really is.
Right.
B, if one complaint against the caterer would be enough to persuade your friend not to use him, then you may not reveal any more complaints.
Nice. And just to say thank you, Nisanel, I just want to wrap up with this thing with the Tayeles. Based on my learning of Tayeles, and I'd love to talk it out with anybody who wants to talk about it, I think based on the five, the way it's brought down in purity of speech, it's almost impossible to say something that's Latoelis. Almost, I didn't say impossible, almost impossible to get the green light to say, oh, This is Latoelis, because there's so many components in there that or variables better that will push a person back from doing that. We should all be zocha, amazing to sit together. We should all be zocha to have an incredible Joshi. Great to have Joshi here. Tzvi Rand, thank you. Tzvi, thank you for being here. Always great to see you. And we should all be zocha to a geula bifrat, particular geula, and a global geula for us and all the Jewish people.